The universe we saw is a manifestation of Ishvara, of Brahman. And what is the universe? Time and space and everything in time and space. Correct? The universe means what? Everything, including time and space. Don't leave time and space out. That means if Brahman is a basis for time and space, that Brahman or Ishvara is not conditioned, is not limited by time and space. Desha kala limitation is not there for Brahman. If desha kala limitations are not there, then Brahman becomes anantam, limitlessness. Brahman is limitless then. Correct? Satyam jnanam anantam. That anantam means what? That which is not limited by time and space. The meaning of the word Brahman itself gives you an idea of limitlessness. The meaning itself gives you an idea. But anantam is added there in the definition. Satyam jnanam anantam is said to clarify that. There is a tendency in the human mind to take time and space as absolutes. The tendency. Newtonian physics did that. Even physics, science. Okay. Until Einstein came on the scene, science took time and space as absolutes. Many religions take time and space as absolutes. We talk about it as being manifestation of Brahman. Tasmad atmanaha akasha sambhutaha.
Where is that from?
Yeah. You can't be asking where is that from. Senior students. Taitriya. Therefore, now, because of the word jnanam, Brahman is myself, which I will come to a little later. Jivo Brahmaiva I have to handle. There I will highlight it more. But the word jnanam, consciousness, consciousness other than me, does it exist? Consciousness is as Lakshana for consciousness is it should become a sentient being. No? Consciousness manifests in the mind is sentient. Therefore, every sentient being is consciousness, definitely. And that consciousness is limitlessness. Therefore, every existing thing is consciousness.
Can you repeat this?
In looking at it like this, we have to be able to see time and space is also as part of the mithya world. Whatever the process of creation is, we have to see that time and space is part of the manifestation. Therefore, mithya. Why? Dependent on satyam jnanam. Those who have been in the classes will say, yeah, time is easy to see, isn't it? Because what is, just to quickly sum up, summarize that. What is this thing that we call time? Scientific definition. Gap between two events. Whatever the event you took it. As standard. We all have a certain norm. Depending upon your need. See, norms are also set up. Depending upon need. some idea of time everybody has. There is no person who lives timelessly. No. Some idea of time is there. The measurement of time is all that we are talking about in science. The measurement will depend upon your need. If you are an agrarian society, hunting, gathering, farming, dairy, cattle breeding, if that is the society, then the concept of time is very simple. Measurement of time is very simple. Why? Sunrise, sunset, both ho gaya. Work starts at daybreak, ends with sunset. There were times when people ate only two meals. Sunrise and sunset. Before sunrise, I went to one meal. Then throughout the day, you are busy. In fact, there is a diet called the warrior diet. It's a good substantial eating. You eat at dawn, high carb. Why? Whole day you have to work, no? So carbs, necessary, high carb. And the end of the day, with all the work, you have to repair your body tissues. So you have a high protein meal, only two meals. But for that, and the substantial meals, okay, good meals. But, and people remain strong, fit, lean, trim with that meal. Provided you are living a warrior lifestyle. Yeah, then you'll be fine. If you want to examine have a taste of the warrior lifestyle, come to one of my martial art boot camps. Then you'll understand what it is. Simple, day starts after this meal with some meditation, prayer and everything. Then you go jogging. Not long, only 5 miles. Then you're practicing your punches, kicks, this, that, swords, stick and stone and everything. Until when? Until noon. Then in our camp you have a small meal there. But in warrior lifestyle, no time, no break for meals. You keep continuing practice. Until when? Until sunset. Then you come, have a shower, this, that, etc. Have a nice meal and go to sleep. Do some meditation, this, that, etc. Do some strategic studies, etc. And go to sleep. Then sunrise, sunset was enough. Agrarian society, same thing. Sunrise, sunset was enough. You broke it up. Sunrise, sunset, afternoon. Ho gaya ka. Three sandhyas. Kaam ban gaya. When you wanted a little bit more, you started breaking it up. Then you had a day, which is broken into either hours or muhurtams, roughly the same, similar calculation. Length of time is also roughly the same, 56 minutes is a muhurta. So it all worked out well. Why? The gap between two events you further divided, that's all you did. The gap between two events you divided. More sophisticated, pulses of a quartz, 30,000 per second, na? Kitna hai? Your quartz watches? Something like that. Hey, technological characters. Roughly, 30,000 per second, for fine degree of accuracy. Then your watch will be very accurate. But I set it 2 minutes wrong, then kya karega? But that is also arbitrary, na? Because arbitrary, you can have, what is that? Summer time, winter time, na? Winter time, you advance the clause. Why are you doing all these things? To take advantage of daylight hours. That itself shows you how mithya time is, no? Advancing the clock. By convenience, you're making it longer, day longer, day shorter. Hey, day is not decided by you, day is decided by sunrise, sunset. But the division of time is decided by you. Whatever your measurement of time is, the fact remains, it is a gap between two events. Whether the gap is long, sunrise, sunset, 12 hours, what will you do in the land of the midnight sun? Great, yaar. It is my dream. Well, 4 months of night. Mast Ram Baba hoke so jao. Nobody does that. How will you do your yoga practice, pranayama practice, morning breathing, evening breathing? How will you do? Should be there, na? You go by your biorhythms. You shift from sunrise, sunset to biorhythms. But the fact remains, gap between two events. No event without a observer. Remember, this is fundamental science. That principle is not challenged in science. No event without an observer. So what you call time is a gap between two observations. Gap between two observations is two thoughts. First thought of observation, second thought of observation. So what is time? The gap between two thoughts. What is there between two thoughts?
Time.
You consciousness. You, the awareness is there between two thoughts. Where is time? No time. What is time? There is no time. Where is there time? Time is when you look at yourself through the flow of your thoughts. When you are looking at yourself, gap between two thoughts, looking at yourself, through these thoughts, you get an understanding or an apparent entity called time. Mithya or Satyam? You are the Satyam. And when you are looking at this thought, you are getting what is known as time. Therefore, Atma unconditioned by time. Brahman, Atma unconditioned by time. Anantam. Space is the same. Tell me, like I said, what is the unit of, I didn't go into what is the unit of time. That's another way of looking at it. What is the unit of space? You want to measure. What is the unit? Sometimes time is a unit. The Andromeda galaxy is 4 light years away. 4 light years away. That means how much distance the light will cover in 4 years at 3 lakh kilometers per second. That is the distance. You are measuring it in terms of time. In states, you do it all the time. In USA, you do it all the time. How far are you from our ashram? Oh, about 2 hours drive. Hey champ, I asked you how far. I didn't ask for time. They should say, no? 100 kilometers, 120 kilometers, 2 hours time. 2 hours drive. Then I'll have to ask them, which car? All cars don't drive this. Like, this American, this Texan came to India. And he was trying to tell this Indian how big USA is. So he said, you know, in USA is so huge. We get into a train in the night, and you are in the train all night, and the next morning you are in the same state. That's how big a state is. So the Indian nodded in sympathy. He said, don't worry, We have trains like that too. You want an example of the train? Get into Dehradun Express. Mumbai to Dehradun, all trekkers are familiar with this. It is super slow express. It has to wait extra time in stations so that it will reach on time. Delhi, I come from Haridwar in the train. Get off at Delhi, keep my bag in the corner of this. Okay? Take my wallet with me, go out. Go have my dinner outside in some dhaba. Then come back and the train is still waiting there. Those days no cell phones, so I'll go out, make calls, make appointments to all the people in Delhi whom I'm going to meet on the way back. All that and then come back. Would not I? 1.5 hours. Jokes apart. Space. Unit of space we want. What is a unit that you call a space? 1 light year? Hey, 2 long years. Then? 1 kilometer? Get it. But 1 kilometer can be divided. I'm looking into the truth. What is the basic unit of space? 1 kilometer? Too long. 1 meter? But 1 meter has got 100 centimeters. 1 centimeter? 10 millimeters. Decimeter. Micrometer. Nanometer. What is the unit? What is the basic unit? A length of time which cannot be divided conceptually. Correct? If it has a length, I can divide it. Look at it. If it has a length, I can divide it. That means the truth of space should be no length, no dimension. What is that? I'm measuring here space. No length, no dimension. Because if we have length or dimension, I'll divide it. That means what? Dimensionless existence is the truth of space. Because if it has a dimension, I'll break it up. Don't say nothingness. If you're saying nothing, you're spaced out. Because we're discussing space, remember that. So no length of space is the truth of space. No length of space means what? Dimensionless existence. Anoho Aniyan. What is that? Mahato Mahiyan. What is smaller than the smallest? Is what? Mahan. Mahato Mahiyan. Infinite. Limitlessness. That is why space seems limitless also. First manifestation. First physical manifestation from limitless awareness has to be limitless space itself.
Not even a point.
No?
Not even a point.
Not even a point. Singularity cannot be a point. That's my takeoff on science. Singularity cannot be a point. Because it has to hold the infinity in it. Can you see that? Therefore, time and space both are part of the mithya world, part of the manifestation. Therefore, Brahman is what? Anantam. Because time and space does not condition it. So the word Brihat, which meant big, that's how I started first day when I went into that. Okay? That Brahman, the big, is what? Limitless consciousness existence. The same Brahman we are talking about. Abna Brahman and Oi. Limitless existence awareness. Therefore, Brahma Satyam. From that, look at it, we're just working on the word Satyam. from that, because he is summing up the whole Shastra. Yad uktam grantha koti bihi. Remember that. So all the Shastra comes into the picture. It's almost like a sutra. Not a sutra, but it's almost like one. Brahma satyam jagan mithya. The whole thing comes into the, all the Shastra, satyam jnanam anantam brahman, yato imani bhutani jayante, sadeva saumidam agramasit, all of it comes in the word Brahma satyam jagan mithya. Everything comes in. Therefore, anantam satyam, anantam jnanam, that is brahman. Okay. Is this much clear? That anantam satyam, that limitlessness in terms of time and space. That's why the closest example given for infinity, closest, it is not the same, is space. Because for your practical purposes, space is considered infinite. But is space infinite? Because it is in and through everything, remember that. You have a state of experience where you dismiss space.
Closest example
for infinity.
Yeah.
Closest you will come. But you have a state of experience, this huge mystical experience, where you dismiss space. Mystical, yeah, very mystical. Your deep sleep state. Space, hey? Because you wanted personal example, you want to personalize it. No? Yeah. Where is space in deep sleep? You are there very much in deep sleep. Because you get up and say, I slept well. You remember the experience of sleep. That means you are there. Did you see space there? If you saw space, you are dreaming. You are not asleep. Which brings another interesting notion. With what sense organ do you see space? Eyes? For your eyes to see, space should be reflecting light. But space doesn't reflect light. It allows light to pass through without any change. That means you don't see space with your eyes. You see space exactly like how you see your emotions. Why you see everything in your mind? How do you see it? Directly by you, the witnessing consciousness, the sakshi, the wearer, you see it directly without the necessity of a sense organ. You love this person? Yeah. How do you know? It's my emotion, yeah, my feeling. I know I love the guy. What will be a reason? You love a guy for a reason, what? If you love a person for a reason, if the person changes, you stop loving. Yeah, gadbad ho jayega na? Gadbad ho jayega, bhai. I love him because he is so kind. And if he says a harsh word, and can a loving person not say a harsh word sometime? Hota hai na? You don't love. You, because you see the love that is there in your mind directly. You, the witnessing consciousness, the self, the wearer, sakshi, all these words. Sees it directly. Sakshi Vetyam it is called. There are many things like that which are Sakshi Vetyam. All the thing that you see in your mind is Sakshi Vetyam. including all your chakras, vikras, all that stuff. All sakshiveti. Yeah, sab sakshiveti. Yeah. The energy meridians that you see, na, energy is flowing through all that. Sakshivetyam, you can't see it with your physical eye. So it's sakshivetyam. Your physical eye, your doctors should have seen it long back. Autopsy mein sab aa jata tha bahar. And if it's sakshivetyam, you can see, is it real? Is it objectively true? You can't be sure of that, na? Because you're subjective thing. All in your mind is subjective. Therefore, the tendency to dismiss it. But space you don't dismiss. You see it subjectively. But there is an objective component also. That is Ishvara's mind, the total cosmic mind projection. But you, the awareness, unconditioned, Brahman consciousness, unconditioned by time and space. Never anantam. Because space is also a manifestation. Whether you are looking at it from science, Big Bang created space. I told people, read the first chapter of Stephen Hawking's book, Brief History of Time. Because if you don't have a science background, difficult to read more than that. If you have a science background, you'll enjoy the whole book. Great. Otherwise, first chapter. Second chapter, 3-4 pages you read, you understand this much. The spreading of space and expansion of space and all he has talked about. Udna samjhega to bahut samjhega. Space expands. We are living in an expanding universe. I hope you have enough understanding of science to recognize that much. That we are, the space is actually expanding. Space is expanding. Yeah. We are living in an expanding universe. Result of the Big Bang. If that hypothesis is true. If something can expand, what does it mean? It's finite. Because undergoing change. Mithya. Because whatever undergoes change is mithya. Space expands, how do you measure it? With respect to time. Time, how do you measure it? With respect to space. Anyoni ashraya. Therefore, they are not two entities. Space and time continuum is one. That's why in the Shastra, when you mention space, you don't mention time. When you mention time, you don't bother about space. Thanks to Stephen Hawking, it's easy to understand. Space-time continuum is one. For that, you have to go into bit into science. Mithya world. Manifestation. Science says Big Bang, it manifested. We say tasmad atmanah akasha sambhutah. Take whatever you want. Whichever theory you want, take it. Fact remains, it's a manifestation. Either way, it remains a manifestation. Therefore, mithya. The moment you say manifestation, there has to be the truth of it. The truth of it, as we saw, is myself. Because dimensionless existence. That's myself. That's Brahman. So difference kidhar hai? Because people are asking me, how is space limited? No? It's manifestation.
Therefore,
Ishvara. That's why it's finite, yeah. It's a manifestation. That means it's dependent on consciousness. Remember, the moment is a manifestation, kurta cloth. Manifestation is always dependent on something. Space is manifestation. What is it that's manifesting? As I said, science calls it what? Super dense dark plasma state of matter. Correct? What is there at the Big Bang? Super dense matter. Assumption. You don't know for sure. We only know it cannot be anything within the creation. Within this manifestation it cannot be. Therefore they postulate dark matters, plasma state. All is a postulation. Then where does the dark matter disappear?
means dark energy.
What? And if Big Bang is an event, who is the observer? That's the final nail there. Who is the observer? If the observer consciousness has to manifest later, then that was not an event. You can't claim that as an event. At the most you can say, on the basis of this I am inferring that. In fact, that's what science says. On the basis of this data, I am inferring that. So are you the observer of something that happened before you were born? You are inferring that. How many assumptions have gone into the picture? How many assumptions? So when you read science, you don't read about the assumptions that they have made to create a framework. You question the assumptions, everything falls apart. Why? Because science is meant to study the function. It is not meant to study the reality. They try to study the reality, but they always end up studying the function. Look at it. Just to understand this part clearly. You are studying something. Gold. Take gold. Okay. You are studying the object called gold. Describe gold to me. Tell me what is the qualities gold. Yellow, metal, malleable, good conductor of electricity.
Security.
Shiny. Security. Businessman, woman. What are you telling me? Are you telling me about the object or are you telling me gunas, qualities? Qualities, no? Are you telling me about the subject? No, no. I'll tell you its atomic weight, atomic structure. That's also qualities. Weight is a quality, no? That's why you can put on or lose. Generally put on. Losing is difficult. Correct? What are you describing to me? Any description, name, form, quality, function, group, class. Nama, rupa, guna, sambandha, sambandha, relationship. This is all that you will describe to me. Yeah, anything you describe, you are not describing. And you are studying all this. What are you studying? Qualities. And the reality is that which is free from all these qualities. Why? All these qualities are finite. What is finite is mithya. What is mithya is dependent on something. That dependent, what it depends upon, the basis, is free from this. Therefore, all these qualities from where it came? From a source which did not have any of these qualities. So, nirguna is a source for all saguna. Nirguna meaning free from all qualities. What do you say? Said it is satyam, jnanam, anantam. Satyam, jnanam, anantam are not qualities. They are what it is. What is called consciousness. Satyam means what is. What is and can never be negated, abhatitam. That is timeless consciousness. But no, I know consciousness in my mind. Aware of this, aware of that. That's what you call manifested in your mind. We are talking of the manifested consciousness. Your mind is aware of this, that, etc. Do you know it? Yeah. That means you are aware of that manifestation. If you are aware of it, manifestation. Who's aware of it? I. How do you know that I? How do you know that I?
Self-evident.
That means that I is not an object of your knowledge. Correct? That means not a manifestation. That's the ground reality. Abhaditam satyam. Because I am is self-evident. Do you give a reason for your existence? Unless you are sitting in an academic philosophy class. Give reasons for your existence. I don't have any reason to exist. Then go commit suicide. That is true. When I'm seeing these questions, I really feel like as a question, would they give reason for it? What will he say? What will he say? I'm married. Girls are very smart. They don't marry non-existent characters. You have a reason.
Existing characters, existing
man balance. The father-in-law got angry at the son, son-in-law, and said, give reason for your existence, to make your daughter happy. And for that, I need your help. I mean, what reason? I think, therefore I am. I am, therefore I doubt. Because even when I don't think I am, I generally don't think, you know. Why should I be thinking all the time? Array. Thinking is a tool, an instrument. A sword in your hands. You always carry the sword and go around, oh? Or do you sheath it? You draw it when necessary, otherwise sheath. So why do you have to think all the time? When you need to think, you think. Otherwise, mast raham hoke baithe. Where do you think? You really have to make a separate effort to go into samadhi? Yeah. Sapasana karke, pranayama karke, pratyahara karke, dharana, dhyana, sab karke, is karke, karke, phir samadhi. Want to think, think. Don't want to think, don't think. It nahi baat hai. Actually, it's so simple, isn't it? It is simple, but we, as I said, we make it complex because we have become complex. It's really speaking simple. Yeah. Why do you want to think all the time? Sheath your sword. You can't do that. It becomes difficult because we are so caught up in our thinking, so caught up in our thinking. Once my guru, when he was a young student, he was called as Brahmachari Natarajan. He organized a talk by one of Ramana's students, Yogi Ramayya. It's called, the student was Yogi Ramayya. And he asked, Swamiji, what will you talk on? Maunam. I'll talk on Maunam. So he was received with Purna Kumbha and everything, he came, sat. Swamiji did a small introduction. Then Yogi Ramayya is supposed to talk on Maunam. What am I supposed to talk on? Maunam. Katam smarami taham eyam ekam tasya smriti tatya drade evanishta. That verse you must have thought of, I'm sure. Ramana's verse from Sadarshana. If I'm going to talk on Maunam, I have to think about Maunam. If I think about Maunam, what will happen? I am Maunam. So he sat. People are wondering what is happening. So Pujya Swamiji also waited. If you notice, Swamiji has that, had that habit, room. He'll always wait, watch the audience and then talk. For a minute you'll wonder, is he going to talk or what is he waiting for? He doesn't need anything. It was 5 minutes went. Swamiji had the patience to wait for 5 minutes. Then he went up and asked, you need anything? And the man is saying, Chitta Spandanam Ledu. In Telugu, Chitta Spandanam, the working of the mind is not there. Because I'm Maunam. No Abhi, now look at Swamiji's position, what it was. He's betting on a horse which is refusing to run. You run and you lose, it's okay, understandable. He talked, the talk was not very well appreciated. Theek hai yaar, at least program went on. Either program is done. Now you have to rescue the situation. So Swamiji took the mic. Said, you know what Yogi Ramayya is saying? చిత్త స్పందనం లేదు. లుక్ అట్ ద ఎలక్వెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మౌనం. యోగి రమయ్య టాక్, ఇట్ వాజ్ బ్రహ్మచారి నటరాజన్ టాక్. నాట్ జోకింగ్, దిస్ యాక్చువల్లీ హ్యాపెన్ ఇన్ బెంగళూరు. Because I don't, I am not there when I think. I am there when I don't think also. Therefore, I think, therefore I am, is not the right thing. Because when I don't think also, I am there. Why do you have to think all the time? In deep sleep, you don't think. Thank God. And you are there very much, no? Your existence self-evident. Everything else becomes evident to the self-evident self. Everything in the world, through a means of knowledge, eyes, ears, inferences, etc. That is anantam, limitlessness. Everything else is limited, including space and time. Manifested entities. I can't use the word created entity, really speaking. Manifested entities. Therefore, all of them are what? Mithya. Brahman alone is Satyam. Then what about this Jiva? I have 3 more classes. What time? Relax. 3 class hai na? Abhi baki. Today evening, tomorrow morning. Aram se. Jivo Brahmeva na apraha. Tabuya. So now we will move into our discussion group, like how we did last time. We are keeping the format similar. We are not changing it. First we thought, should we change it? Then we decided not to change it. No? Yeah. Okay. So what are you going to discuss about? Like what we did yesterday? The previous day's class. What do you learn from? So 2 topics yesterday. Okay? So 2 groups will take 2 topics yesterday. One group will take the satsang, and the fourth group has it easy. They will take what we have done up to now today. But that will include both the class, yeah. What we have done today, because today is only half day. No? So 2 topics that group will connect.
3 classes. Yours and
one Swamiji's. Okay. 2 topics, but 3 classes, 2 topics. Actually, only 1 topic, but it looks like 2 topics. Okay, who's going to be the first group? These 2 lines as last time? These 2 lines, what do you want? First choice. Yesterday's, which topic? Brahma Satyam or Narada Bhakti Sutra?
Brahma Satyam.
Brahma Satyam, okay. This group is. Then the second group is choiceless. You don't have a choice. You are like Atma, no choice. You are. You exist.
Yeah.
We'll take yesterday's Narada Bhakti Sutras. Okay? Then the last group that is there. Okay? All that it goes to the side also, no? There up to Hiren and all that. We'll take today's morning class. Today's whole day, whatever you have done today. This group here will take yesterday's satsang. Yeah, you can go into that. No.
I go in the fourth group. Yesterday was in the fourth.
Yeah, yesterday's satsang. Yesterday's evening class, satsang class.
I'll go in this group.
Yeah.
Yesterday's discussion, I was in that group.
That's okay, we'll change it. You want it changed, no?
We cannot be talking at the same time, so some of us will have to.
Yeah. Last time, yesterday also you did the same thing. You can go anywhere here, come back in 15-20 minutes. Huh?
12:35. I don't remember
something
at all.
That's why
I wanted to go there.